This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And a good Saturday morning to you. We've got really two big events that are happening this weekend. First, down in Grand Isle, the kayakers are gearing up for Ride the Bull number 14. They'll be looking for those big bull reds in Kamanata Bay. And I had some folks that had been pre-fishing this week and said, boy, they were just tearing up. There were some big schools in, and that is right on time. And Darryl Carpenter said the same thing, and we'll talk to him more about it. But I think if you got a kayak and you're going to be participating in CCA's Ride the Bull, this could be one of the best tournaments as far as the amount of fish that they've ever seen in its 14 years. Well, second, it's Clean Out Your Freezer Weekend. Volunteers with Hunters for the Hungry are going to be set up at locations all across the state for you to drop off your excess game, fish, seafood, or really any packaged food to distribute to the needy via food banks. Now, you can check out a location near you and also the time. Most of these are taking place tomorrow. There's a couple of them that are having it today. But if you go to cleanoutyourfreezer.com, it'll show you the locations and the times. I will be tomorrow set up at the Slidell Rouse on Gause Boulevard. Come by and say hi and drop off your donation, and we'll talk a little hunting and fishing. Well, we've got the Louisiana Snapper Watch going on in Lac Creel. Lac Creel, you know, is a Department of Wildlife and Fisheries near real-time landings data collection program. And it indicates now that 630,444 pounds, or about 71% of our 2025 private recreational allocation of 894,955 has been caught. So we're down to the final 30%. So fishermen kind of drop off offshore fishing with the hunting seasons coming in and schools back in. But it's been a really good snapper season. Weather's been cooperative, and I'm sure we're going to reach the total quota. Just a question of when. Well, it's also the closing day of the CCA Star Tournament is fast approaching, and yes, still no tagged redfish has been caught by a registered angler. So there's a truck and boats, motors, trailers still to be won. So get your ticket and fish hard now through Labor Day. All right, we invite you to text your comments, your questions, and your fishing reports. We'll add them to the reports from our staff of field reporters. You can do that by texting us at 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. This week, we're going to double up on our bad boys of the outdoor stories with a commercial fishing captain and his convicted felon, sawed-off shotgun-toting, drug-dealing deckhand who's facing some serious fines. All right, coastal marine forecast. If you headed out, variable winds. It's going to be kind of switching around, but mostly light. Top winds will be about 6 to 12, 1 to 2 foot offshore, a little bit higher maybe tomorrow. And on the interior lakes and bays, 6 to 12 knots. Pretty much smooth conditions unless you get caught in one of those thunderstorms. Average tide, now pay attention to this close, 2.1 foot. That is a tremendous tide range for Louisiana. In Alaska, it's nothing. We saw 18-foot tide ranges. But in Louisiana, you get anything over 2 foot, that is a lot of water moving. So those kayakers that are headed out down there in Grand Isle. Be careful because there's going to be a very strong tide, and I think you're going to probably have it incoming till about 10 down there, and then it's really going to start to pull out of there. Mississippi River stage is at 4.6 and kind of holding steady. I got my friend Butch at the Wycloski Bridge. He says he's watching a lightning show offshore this morning. I'm looking at the radar, and most of the stuff, pretty much all of it, is offshore. And so that's good news. It could move in a little bit later this morning, but doesn't look like there's any heavy systems out there. All right, we're going to be back to head down to Campos Marina. We'll talk to Robbie Campo and take your text messages at 504-260-1870. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Network. Now I ask you, where else will you hear a music, a song about bait shrimp? Nowhere else, I don't think. But we got it here for you. Campos Marina, very proud of their shrimp. Robbie Campo joins us now. And Robbie, we got a lot of water moving, and we don't have much wind right now. So what's people going to be doing? How's the fishing been this week?
Well, I tell you, Don, from last week when I talked to you, we were in a bit of a lull. We didn't have much going on, you know, and from last Saturday to now, to yesterday for sure, man, we've seen like a 180 flip, man. It was on fire all week. The Breton Sound, the islands, Long Rocks, Comfort Island, I mean, all the places that you fish in the spring of the year was just absolutely on fire this past week. This past week, Don, we didn't have much wind. It was really calm out. This morning, we got a northerly breeze. I'm looking at a lot of light. Butch is not lying. There's a lot of lightning out there over the sound.
Yeah.
I looked at the radar a few minutes ago, and those squalls are moving out over the islands where most of the people are headed today. Be careful out there. We're calling for 60% chance of rain, but You know, if you get caught in it, well, you're in the 100% ball. That's 60%. So, you know, be careful out there, guys. We had, you know, the same thing happened during the week. We had people come in soaking wet. I'm like, what? Where'd you get wet? I mean, it's like it was storming, raining out there. I said, well, you know, we didn't get hardly any rain here at Shell Beach this whole week. Yesterday we had, I mean, just a little light drizzle for just a little bitty, just a few minutes, and then it was, you know, and it was over with. But I tell you, Don, it looks like everything this morning is going offshore. So I think, you know, if you're going out in the sound out there, just be careful. But we've seen a big shift in the red fishing this past week. Also, from Lena's Lagoon going up to the Mystigo here, going towards Violet. A lot of redfish caught this week, you know. So if you don't want to go get up in that rain, or you know, go fishing in the long rush, you don't want to make that long run. There's other things to do. You could go chasing reds around the marshes here, and you know, up in the Mystigo. So we got a lot going on. We don't have much time left for CCA Star Tournament. I don't believe that they gave anything away yet. The truck, the camper, or the boat. So you still have time to sign up. Those fish are still here. September 1, it's over. So if you want to try to get in on that, do so while you still have time to do it. So we got bait tanks full of bait, Don. All you got to do is make the left at the bridge and come on down and see us, and we'll get you going.
All right, sounds good. You know, Robbie, with regard to that CCA, you know, they have a rule in there that if no one claims that second-place prize, which is a boat, they just pull a ticket from all the entries, and they make it like a raffle. So even if they don't catch a fish, you got a chance to get it, unless somebody between now and Labor Day claims it.
Well, I did not know that, but that's still a pretty good deal. So, but, you know, Don, I look at this thing. I do this thing every year, you know, and we're glad to be one of the weighing stations for CCA. I just can't believe that more people fish without having that entry. It blows my mind. You know, for the few dollars that it costs to do it, you know, whether you like CCA or you don't like them, you know, the prizes that they have are just, you know, what they give away is phenomenal. So. But they do a lot of good with the money that they get building reefs and so forth and so on. So, you know, it all goes to good causes. So if you want to get it signed up, you still got time.
Very good. Robbie, thanks for the report, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next week, Don. Bye-bye.
All righty. There he goes, Robbie Campo. All right, yeah, CCA Star Tournament. It's still going on through Labor Day, so it's not too late. If you're going fishing between now and then, buy a ticket. Because, like I said, you can qualify just for the drawing if they don't claim that second-place prize, which who knows? It may go or it may not. All right, we'll be back right after this time out, and we're going to check on some events that are coming up, some more rodeos that we got. Also talk a little bit more about the Clean Out Your Freezer Day that's going on this weekend. If you need to get that freezer cleaned out, you got game fish, it's getting kind of old, the freezer's full, and you need to make some room, you can donate it to Hunters for the Hungry. We'll tell you more about how to do that. So stick around. We're back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Network. All right, I'm looking at the leaderboard for the CCA Star, and they've got entries in every category. Bank fishing, sheephead is full. 9.4, that's pretty big. And it was caught by Lindsay Stevens and weighed in at the Venice Marina. Then they have the ladies-only trout tournament. That's a 5.50. And all of the other speckled trout categories, southwest and southeast and what's the other ones they got? Southeast? East, yeah. They're all respectable. They're all over 6 pounds. So it's been a good year for the trout as far as this tournament. But what it hasn't been good is anybody with that's been registered that did not catch a tagged redfish. We had, I think, 5 of them caught, but everybody that caught it was not signed up, so they didn't get the prize. And I'm looking at the prizes, and, wow, they've got, a truck. That's first place prize. Then you got Avid Boats. That's the second place. That's the one that's going to be drawn by raffle if nobody claims it. And just it goes on and on. They've got lots of boats and motors. They got a golf cart and all kind of prizes to be given away. It's wrapped up on Labor Day, so you still got some time to get in on it. All right, let's see. We got some text messages coming in from my friend the Lafayette Yacker. He says, well, here we are again in Grand Isle getting ready for Ride the Bull. The excitement is in the air, and the weather appears to be cooperating. Bulls are everywhere and visible on the beaches, rocks, and just all over the pass. Thanks to Vicky and Chris Holmes for their help in the event. Rad was also excited. Off to the launch. That's from my friend, the Lafayette Yacker, and he had another one. He said, forgot to mention that everybody was back at the camp this year except for Captain Ugly Bigfoot. Oh, poor Eric. As usual, the food has been great, and the camaraderie was great. Of course, you are missing it again, Lafayette Yacker. Yeah, I've been down there a couple of times, but, this is where you find me on a Saturday morning. I cannot participate in Saturday tournaments. All right, and, it's going to be interesting to see what that 2-foot tide range, how that affects. There was one year where, people were getting sucked out into the Gulf with a very strong tide and wind. I don't think the wind's going to be a problem, but there are rescue boats and assistance boats to take the fish and weigh them and help release them. So they've got it under control. Let's see. We got this one here. Everyone be careful on the water. We had another boating accident. That's Wingbone from Wilmer, Alabama. Yeah, I think that was on the Mobile Tensaw. I believe I saw a bad boating accident there. And let's see. We've got... this one, prepping for a 7 a.m. launch to Lake Walmart. I know what that is. Angling for a couple of tunas and a mixed box of goods. Mr. Don, I hope your stuffy nose does not progress into one of your yearly colds. Stay well, y'all. All right, we thank you for that. And let's see, this one says, please repeat the date and time when the charter captains are scheduled to be at Martian Bayou in Mandeville. Many thanks. Big Man Bassin in Covington. I don't have any information on that. You know, I go down there and do the show when they have their spring fling and some of the other promotions they put on, but I haven't received anything lately that they're going to have a captain's meeting or a captain's demonstration and exhibit. So if anybody knows, if you guys at Martian Bayou, you know, Chris and Ben, give me a little text and let me know, and I'll pass it along to the listeners. All right, we also have this tournament coming up, Labor Day, and this is a big money tournament. It's the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club Labor Day tournament, and the registration fee is $6,000. Now, you can imagine with a $6,000 entry fee what the prize structure is going to be. This is for big game fish, and they'll be fishing on Friday and Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend. Of course, it's held over there at Orange Beach, and lots of people participate. If you want to see some big fish brought in, they will have some. And it's a good tournament, been around for a while, Mobile Big Game Fishing Club Labor Day Tournament. Got some October tournaments, which I'll tell you a little more about them when we get closer to them. But just to let you know, the Home Builders Association is putting on their tournament again October 3rd. From 12 to 4, weigh-ins from 12 to 3. That'll be at the Wrigley's Marina. That's the North Shore Home Builders Post. And I'll have more details on the categories and things like that when we get closer to it. Another one that's been around, this one was around for a long time. And it went away, and then it was brought back by a guy named Dean Marullo. And I'm glad he did. It's kind of a historic tournament. And it's called the Venetian Isles Fishing Rodeo. It's going to be October 10th through 12th, and they put a highlight on kids. They've got two different age divisions for youth, junior anglers, 10 to 15, and kids 9 and under. And the proceeds from this rodeo benefit the Tournament Association and Wish to Fish, who is a participant and a sponsor. This one will be at Chef Harbor Marina. That's on Chef Highway in New Orleans East. We were just there, last weekend. We were taping the show, or maybe 2 weekends ago, that is airing on Bayou Wild TV. In fact, if those of you listening to us out in southwest Louisiana, at 6 o'clock on Fox 29, it'll be on then, and on Fox 15 in the Lafayette area, it'll be on at 6:30. And this episode is called Crabby Kids. We took a bunch of kids and got them out there, and they did it all. They got the bait, put it in the traps, set the traps, pulled them up, got the crabs out, and actually they even assisted in cooking the crabs. We call it Crabby Kids. And even though the show will still be on, I'm sure you can do two things. You can listen to the radio show, and you can also watch the TV show. It's Bayou Wild, Crabby Kids. Now, next week, we got a special Tigers in the Wild episode coming up, and it's called Tank on Snapper. And LSU lineman Jacoby and Guillory and Ahmad Bro, we took them on a red snapper trip, and you're going to hear from Jacoby on this program talking about his red snapper trip. He really enjoyed it. Of course, you might have seen it. We had him out bow fishing, too, and he really loves the outdoors, and so does Ahmad and a lot of the LSU athletes that we've taken out over the past 2 years. So that'll be coming up on next week's show. This week, it's Crabby Kids. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and I'll get to some more of your text messages right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, clean out your freezer day. Days is today and tomorrow, and if you go to h4hla.org, you can find out all the locations, or if you simply text me, I can look it up for you. Someone wanted to know about where the drop-off location will be in Houma. The items will be donated to the Plymouth Rock Baptist Church, and the collection site is Rouse's Market on St. Charles Street. I'll be at the Rouse's Market from 1 to 4 in Slidell on Gars Boulevard. Baton Rouge has like 11 pickup points, drop-off points. And there's quite a few of them all around the state. Wherever you are, it's not going to be a far drive. And just put it in the freezer. Of course, it's got to be wrapped and properly marked. Last year, 18,251 pounds is what was collected. Yep, and when we come back after this 10-second pause, I'm going to explain to you why it's very important, not just to provide good nutrition and protein for the needy, but for another reason. We'll be back to do that, but first, we let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, part of the effort on this Clean Out Your Freezer Day, it's a win-win-win situation. The food banks get some needed protein. They don't have to buy it. And believe me, they really welcome venison and duck because you can't buy it. The only way they can get it is if the hunters donate it. And what it does for the hunters, yeah, it makes room in your freezer. So you got, for your new game and fish that comes in the fall and winter seasons. But it also says a lot about hunters, and, it lets people know hunters are really good people, and they do things for other people. And by donating this food to the needy, it certainly takes the image of hunters, which over the years, and not so much anymore, but I can remember a time when hunters had a pretty bad image. People just said, oh, man, you go out there and kill those animals. But I think people understand that it's all part of a management program, and also it provides economics. All right, let's get to the text board. Let's see. Good morning. Thank you for making my Saturday a great day. That's Ben from Mississippi. Well, we're glad to do that, Ben. Thank you for listening. Here's one that says, happy to see the new season of Bayou Wild TV has kicked off. Looking forward to seeing what y'all have in store. On a different subject, how are your melaton vines doing? Mine are doing fairly well and hoping for better yields this year. It's from David over in Alabama. Mine are all over the place. It looks like the little shop of horrors. I mean, they just are going wild. And so I'm looking for a good crop, too. Thank you, David. Here's one that the Weave checking in. He's in Grand Isle. He's loading the kayak, looking for that big one. Wish me luck. I think you're going to catch one. From what I've got on the reports, Chris Holmes and Robin Bordelon, both of those people I know and have fished with them, they went out there and kind of pre-fished it yesterday, and they said the redfish were everywhere. They had, the schools of them were just tearing up in a feeding frenzy. So unless something drastically changed between yesterday and this morning, I think they're going to have a great tournament. And we have a reporter down there, Lance Burgess, is participating in it. He's fishing it, and we'll get a report from him in just a little while. All right, here's one. Top of the morning, cultivating that patch of Mississippi pink-eyed purple hull peas today at the Wreck and Sow Ranch. Stay safe. That's old man Sam. Yeah, that's pretty tasty for the deer, huh? Yeah, it's that time of year again, get the the food plots in the ground, get the feeders set up, check your stands for safety. There are more people that are seriously injured falling out of deer stands. It's not even close to the people that have been accidentally shot by firearms while deer hunting. What happens is people get lazy. They hunt the same deer stand year after year. They don't check it. They might go out there, early in the season, haven't even been out there to look at it. They climb up in it, try to get set up, and the thing collapses. The ladder breaks apart or the flooring. And that's it, end of it. And serious injuries have occurred from that. So be careful. Inspect your stands if you're going to be going out there. Make that a regular part of your deer season preparation. All right, here's one. Morning, Don. Stump jumping in the parish. Going to try to knock them out. We'll let you know. Catch you on the flip. All right, go get them. Hope you find them and let us know. Here's a question. Can you ask Captain Ryan if he knows what happened to the American flag in front of Burris Park? That's from Captain Robin. Is it gone? I mean, it stands out. It is a huge flag, and I always use that flag as a wind gauge. If that flag is out extended, you're going to have trouble with the wind. It takes a pretty good blow to get that thing out. If it's kind of hanging limp or just barely moving, you got light winds, but I didn't realize it was gone. I'll check with him and see. He pretty much has his finger on the pulse of everything that happens down there in Buras. All right, we're going to come back after this, and we're going to be joined by Captain Kirk Stansel, and we're going to be asking him where the fish are, the speckled trout, the redfish, and also if he's seeing any of those little blue-wing birds called teal. We're not that far away from the teal season. We're back to talk to Captain Kirk Stansel at Hackberry Rod and Gun right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time to head out west to the Hackberry area. Hackberry Rod and Gun, we talked to Captain Kirk. That's Captain Kirk Stansel. Kirk, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Good, man. I'm looking at the weather, and it looks like most of the rain, and there's not a lot of it, but it's all offshore. You're not headed offshore today, are you?
Yeah. No, well, I'll say that. Most of our guys are going to the beach, hunt, fish the beachfront and the jetties. That's where it's been happening all week. So these north winds this time of year, water's cleaned up, and that's where the best fishing is right now.
And that's trout we're talking.
Yes, right, and redfish, both.
Mm-hmm. And what baits are you using?
Early in the morning, throwing some soft plastics, the down south lures, the Little Johns, you know, on a light jig head, quarter or even 3/16. And then after that sun gets up a little bit, that bite quits and just going to live shrimp. And, you know, you have to deal with a lot of trash fish, a lot of ladyfish, a lot of little, we're inundated with these little black-tip sharks. It's nuts.
It's bad enough you got to deal with them, but boy, they ruin your tackle, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and like, I don't bring them in the boat. I just cut the hook off.
Yeah.
Tie another hook on. I mean, I don't want to, because those things, they get in the boat. You know, if they happen to come off, cut your line, or, you know, fly, they flop around a lot in the boat, you know, with those razors in their mouths. You don't want that. You don't want somebody to get hit by that.
No, no. Now, you fishing live bait, you say, are you fishing on the bottom or with a cork?
No, with a popping cork.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the fish early have been just right up in the breakers. I mean, real, real tight to the beach.
Hmm.
And then as it gets a little lighter, the bait will move out and the fish will move out with it. They may move on out to the third bar. You know, after that initial run, sometimes you got to hunt for them, find where they are. You know, you fish out and around until you locate them again.
But, is anybody fishing up in the lake, or is everybody concentrating down along the beach?
Everybody here has been fishing the beachfront and all. I mean, the lake, there's fish in the lake, a lot of small, undersized trout in the lake, but a lot of good, solid keepers are down on the south end, you know, the jetties and ship, the lower end of the ship channel along the ledges, and then the beachfront.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got not a strong wind, but it is a north wind, and we got a 2-foot tide range, so it may look like winter tides down there today.
Well, you know, it's funny. These tides are at night.
Hmm.
The daytime tides aren't doing much. I mean, we're going to get the tail end of an income, and this has been going on like this for 6-8 weeks, Don, where we're having these big tides at night. Daytime has been a mild tide where we are here. It's you might get a... And it's been, you catch the incoming tide early, then it's going to just ease out for a while and then ease mm-hmm. back in for a while, and then in it late in the afternoon, it's going to dump. It's just, our tides have been screwed like that. I mean, it's been like the same tide cycle every day.
Well, it's not a bad pattern, really.
No, it's not. Well, you know, when you have a pattern like that, you can pretty much figure it out.
Right. Now, we talked early in the week about teal, and you said you'd seen a few down there. Has that changed any?
Yeah, we've seen a handful. I have been, mm-hmm. yes, there's some. In fact, that's where I'm going this morning, is out in the marsh, and we've got to start getting ready for that, teal season.
Yeah.
And so we always go out, you know, trim rosos and stuff early in the year like this, and that way, you know, it's a lot better for us. So, that's what I'm doing today, and I'll go out to the blinds, and you know, they're fiberglass pits. You've been in them, and they've been full of water
right.
all summer long. So there's going to be a bunch of algae, and we'll
mm-hmm.
dump Clorox or some bleach in the blinds, and leave it there for a couple of weeks, and it kills all that algae. When you go back, you can dip it out.
Yeah,
and it's clean.
Those are really comfortable blinds, and you can hide really well, and you got complete 360 degree movement in there. It's a It's a great setup. Are you seeing a lot of those Mexican whistlers? Are they down there right now?
Yeah, they're all over. In fact, there's not as many. They're starting to leave a little bit. I mean, they've been here all summer long, a bunch of them. It's the black bellies what we have it.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't look like we're going to get a season anytime soon, but my conversation with the biologist said if there's any chance, they may do an October experimental season. And the reason for that is, they say if it opens up when the model ducks are here, I don't know, the model ducks are here in October, but they said there'd be less chance of making a mistake and shooting a model duck. But if you do, it's October. Well, anyway, we've never had an October duck season, so it would be certainly something unique to do it. But, duck hunters have to rely on knowing different birds by their movements, by their sounds, by their size, and you have to identify them in flight. And if anybody can't identify a whistling duck from any other duck, you shouldn't be out there, really.
Now, you're right. I agree with you because they're easy to identify.
Absolutely. It's one of the goofiest sounding and looking birds out there.
Now, let me tell you, they're sissies, man. They're easy to knock down. You hit one a toenail, he's going to come down.
Well, Kirk, we're going to have a shortened season. It's only 9 days this year, so that's going to cut into your bookings. Are you booked up solid yet, or you still have some openings?
No, we're not booked up solid. We still have some openings, but we have a lot of bookings, enough where we're going to be, out there. And marsh hunting is not like rice field hunting. Rice field hunting, after 30 minutes after sunrise, your hunt's over with. In the marsh, a lot of times our birds don't start moving into the marshes till 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's totally different types of hunting.
Right. Well, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and get in on it, maybe do a little cast and blast, both the fishing and the teal hunting trip in September, tell them how to reach you.
Okay. Our number is 337-762-3391. And our website's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com. And, we've got that live feed that you can see what the guys are bringing in on the dock.
Got it. Always a pleasure, Kirk. Thanks for the report, and good luck to you all today.
Hey, look, and I got to mention, need to go to our website. Guy got a cane pole and caught a bull red on a cane pole, and it's going to be on our website here pretty soon.
I got to see that.
See this. Yeah. Pretty cool.
A cane pole is a pretty stout piece of equipment. You can wear a fish down on a cane pole. If you got, and I'm not talking about the little cheapies you buy and stick them together. I'm talking about a real cane pole.
This is a custom-made cane pole, and it was about a 20-pound red, and he put it in the boat in 30 seconds.
Yeah, you got to. You can't let them take drag too far, that's for sure.
No, there's no drag. You better hold on.
Y'all have fun. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Don, good talking to you. Great show, man.
Thank you. That is Captain Kirk Stancil, Hackberry Rod and Gun, and he and his brothers operate a great business down there in Hackberry. If you've never been down there, I strongly suggest either fishing or hunting. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to Darrell Carpenter. He said he saw those reds that everybody's going to be looking for in the kayaks. We'll talk to him about that right after this time out, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we're going to chat with Darrell Carpenter, owner of RealScreamers.com. And Darrell at Pass and Caminato, as you mentioned earlier this week, and Chris Holmes and Robin Bordelon, is loaded with bull redfish. But if you're in a bay boat, I would not suggest going there today. You might want to go somewhere else because it's going to be full of those kayaks. Where else along that beach, maybe to the east, but you might be able to find some bull reds if that's what you want to fight?
Don, I mean, they've been all up and down Elmer's Island Beach. There's been some around Bear Terrier Pass. This has been going on for probably a little over a week now, where it's not only been a good fishing report, so to speak, but they're actually making a spectacle of themselves and putting on a good show. We're talking massive schools of bull reds. I mean, a lot of times this time of the year, you get out on the beach, you get that second or whatever, and you start seeing all this commotion on the water, you typically stay away from it because it's schools of jacks or whatever chasing pogies and everything else. Well, for the last couple of weeks, don't dismiss that as jacks, because a lot of times that's big old schools of bull reds. So, I mean, they could be just about anywhere. The big thing has been, you know, up and down Elmer's Island Beach, which it's got something to do with effort, too, because that's where most people have been. That's where the, you know, the best reports, the best fishing reports for the last week have come off of the beach. And it's a lot like Kirk was talking about. It's this time of the year that early morning bite a lot of time is in real close. And then once, you know, like right up on the breakers, I can remember days where you've got a fish on the hook, and when the wave would go out, the fish is slopping on the sand. And, you know, he'd start swimming again when the wave would come in. But as it does get hotter, as it does heat up, those fish start moving out. And that's what, you know, a lot of times when you're anchored up on the beach, everybody's throwing toward the beach, toward the sand. When that bite slows down, put somebody on the nose of that boat and start throwing out. And a lot of times you'll find that school of fish have moved out a little bit deeper into the second trough. So that's what it's been. And there's been, like I said, there's been a lot of bull reds mixed in with it. It'd be nice if we could get some keeper-sized reds mixed in with them too. But that's, you know, that's not a common occurrence last week or so. But yeah, I mean, you can darn sure look, it's not offshore fishing, but you're going to find out who's in shape when you go to hook it up on them, you know, on them big bull reds on trout tackle.
Darryl, what would you rig up for bull reds? It's a fish that, you know, you don't want to go too light, because then you wear the fish down when by the time you get him to the boat, where he's beyond being saved and resuscitated. So you kind of want to get him to the boat quick. What do you suggest if you know you're going to be fishing bull reds?
Well, you know, and if you know you're going to be fishing bull reds in the conditions that we have today, where, you know, my tide chart says we got 1.7. But, you know, you're going to have a heavy tide, so you're going to have that fish. Not only are you going to have a brute of a fish on the hook, but you're also going to be fighting that tide. I would go with some of the heavier, almost the offshore pitching rods, you know, your offshore spin cast rods. Your lighter red snapper rods. I would stay away from, I wouldn't necessarily be my preference to use trout tackle. You know, 20-pound test on a 6-foot light spinning rod, that would not be my choice. It would be, you know, I'd step it up to the pin fathoms or something along that line, something that's got a lot more drag, something you can put some heavier string on. But you don't want to ruin the fight and make it like you're catching him on a cane pole, but you want to have enough backbones, like you said, you get that fish to the boat to where you can release it long before you kill it.
Got it. Darryl, any other spots you might want to suggest people to try?
No, Don, most of the action, I mean, all the reports we've gotten this week have been, you know,
beach.
I mean, it's been the beach, yep. Beach. So, I mean, that's, you know, just pounding up and down the beach, people in the back scratching their heads, a lot of throwback fish, and a lot of catfish, a lot of ladyfish, but the main action has been on that beach.
All right, they can find you at realscreamers.com. Give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call and check your schedule.
Yes, sir, 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you again next week.
All right, Don, you have a wonderful day, sir.
All right, and you too. Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, when we come back, we are going to get a Lake Tex Homer report from Captain Mike Gallo. He is fishing in Texas. We're going to get a report direct from Ride the Bull in Grand Isle with Lance Burgess. And we're going to ask Ryan Lambert if he can help solve this missing flag problem. They say it's been gone 2 weeks, and it was a wind gauge. They're missing it. We'll find out if he can solve that mystery. Back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.